Welcome to issue 30 of magazine T4L, Technology for All. This is your guide to inclusive and assistive technology for Term 4 2024. This is a New South Wales Government publication. On the cover of this magazine, we have a student and teacher from Yandalora School. Turning to page 2, we have the welcome from Linda Lazenby, the Director of Technology Enablement, Schools and Skills. She says, T4L is here to help you utilise technology to enable great learning experiences in your classroom for all learners. This guide showcases the assistive and inclusive features across the platforms you use every day, from Apple, Google, Microsoft and Adobe. There are handy links to videos and step-by-step guides so you can start using them straight away. Have a great tip in using assistive tech in your classroom? Share it with us at t4linnovations@det.newsouthwales.edu.au. Underneath the welcome, we have 6 squares that offer networks and resources that are available. The first resource is the Inclusive Practice Hub. Find resources, information and evidence-based strategies for primary and secondary school teachers and education support staff. Next, we have the Inclusive Education Disability Statewide Staff Room. Be a part of the conversation and join the network of teachers in the field and keep updated with the latest information. Thirdly, we have inclusive and assistive technology resources. Find how-to guides, including videos, to get the most out of all the technologies from your devices and commonly used platforms. The fourth link is to the Jill Sherlock Memorial Assistance Library. This provides educational and curriculum resources to meet the learning and support needs of students with disabilities. Next, we have the Henry Parkes Equity Resource Centre. The centre supports the implementations of equity, priorities, policies and practices in government schools. And lastly, we have the Braille and Large Print Services 3D Print Library, which provides support and materials in alternate formats for vision impaired students, supported by an Interact support teacher for vision. Underneath these resources, we have a link for teachers that takes you to the T4L Kids version of this magazine. Our student edition of this magazine is packed full of information and activities and is a great classroom resource. And there's a link to download it now. We also have the Acknowledgement of Country. This magazine is produced by the Technology for Learning, T4L, at the Information Technology Directorate with the New South Wales Department of Education. This magazine is created on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. And next to this, we have an artwork by A. Farden. And at the bottom of page 2, we have a list of everyone who put this magazine together. We have the editorial director, Linda Lazenby, the editor, Yvette Poshoglian, the contributors, Megan Anderson and Dale White, and the designer, Anha. We also have a thank you to the staff and students at Yandalora School for appearing on our cover. On page 3, the heading is Customise and Personalise Your Classroom Tools. Technology is a powerful tool, providing everyone with the opportunity to connect with information, be creative, and to develop their potential. Within the department, we have access to many forms of assistive and inclusive technology tools on most of the devices and much of the software available. A personalised learning experience for students dramatically enhances understanding, engagement, connection, efficiency and productivity in the learning process. Learn how to use your digital tools to personalise student learning, customise settings and use built-in tools on any of your devices using the resources in this magazine. Underneath this, there are 4 sections with a heading, a description and an image. The first one is Canva. Canva provides accessibility tools to ensure your designs are more inclusive. With Design Accessibility, you can find out what accessibility issues are present in your design so that you can fix them without needing to be an accessibility expert. And there is a link on Design Accessibility. Next up, we have Main Learning Displays. Are you using your Main Learning Display, MLD, effectively? MLDs and their associated devices have assistive features designed to ensure equitable student engagement. Thirdly, there's STEM.T4L. Explore how accessible technology solutions are revolutionising STEM education, breaking down barriers for students with disabilities and fostering an inclusive learning environment. And lastly, we have Adobe. You can use Adobe Acrobat Pro to create accessible PDFs using the Accessibility Checker. If required, you can request a license via EdConnect. Adobe also has assistive features to support hearing, vision and speech. Turning over to page 4, we're looking at Apple. Apple's inclusive and accessibility features are built into all of their devices. Check out how to get the most out of your iPad or Mac. Firstly, looking at dictation. Simply use your voice to dictate your text to an iPad or Mac. Below this, there are links to two videos, one for iPad and one for Mac, which will help you set up dictation. On the right column of page 4, we look at additional accessibility features. iPad and Mac offer additional features to help you streamline app use and focus on tasks. First up, we have Cognitive, with a link to support to stay focused and streamline tasks for iPad or Mac. The next feature is Hearing. Explore tools designed to enhance the sounds you hear for iPad or Mac. Physical or Motor. Create customized gestures and explore features that modify your touch for iPad or Mac. Next is Speech. Learn about innovations for those with speech disability or prefer to connect without voice for iPad or Mac. And lastly, we have Vision. Explore options for those with blindness, low vision, or those that prefer larger text on iPad or Mac. All of these features have links where you can find out more. We have a hot tip at the bottom of the page, which is all about how you can hide ads and distractions and block pop-ups in Safari on iPad. In the bottom left of this page, we see two students enjoying a science class. Over to page 5, we learn about Google. Expand your knowledge of your favourite Google tools through the inclusive lens. There's plenty of features to learn about, starting with dictation. Google has accessible speech features that you can explore whether you're working in Google Workspace or Chrome. Learn how to type with your voice in Slides or Docs. Below this, we have two videos, one on Google Workspace and one on Google Chromebook that you can watch. In the right column, we see the additional accessibility features. Google Workspace and Chromebooks offer additional features, including Cognitive. We have a link to customize your reading experience on Chrome with Reading Mode. And there's another link to open web pages in Reader View within your Chrome browser. Then we have Hearing. There's a link to set up personalized captions on your Chromebook and use mono audio to change sound levels. Next up, we have Physical and Motor. Type with the on-screen keyboard or customize touchpad settings to enable mobility assistive features and more. And lastly, we have Vision. Magnify the browser window on your Chromebook or enlarge on-screen text and visuals and more. For more additional features supporting cognitive, hearing, physical and motor, speech and vision, head here and there's a link that takes you to our website. The hot tip at the bottom of Google page is where you can learn how to enlarge your mouse cursor for better visibility in an instant. And to the left of this, we have three students in a classroom learning on their devices. Turning over the page, we look at Microsoft. There are many inclusive features integrated into Microsoft applications and Windows devices, enabling students with diverse learning needs to thrive in the classroom. Below this is the heading Speech Recognition. Learn how to type with your voice in any text space on a Windows 10 or 11 device. Here you'll find three videos, one for Windows 10, one for Windows 11, and one for dictation, where you can learn more. The dictation video has a subheading, Enable Speech Recognition with Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, OneNote, and Outlook. The right-hand column on this page is the additional accessibility features, where you can explore the features for both Microsoft 365 and Microsoft Windows here. First up, we have Cognitive, with a link to use the immersive reader in Word for the web, Microsoft 365, or a link to use a simplified ribbon for Microsoft 365. Below this, we have Hearing, where you can set up captions and subtitles in PowerPoint, and a link to view, edit, and manage transcripts and captions. Thirdly, we have Physical and Motor. Use voice typing to talk instead of type on Windows 10 and Windows 11. There's also a link to keyboard shortcuts. And lastly, in these features, we have Vision. There's links to use a magnifier to make things easier to see on screen, or use a narrator, or make your PC easier to use. For more additional features supporting cognitive, hearing, physical and motor, speech and vision, head here, and there's a link that takes you to our website. At the bottom of page 6, we have the hot tip, which is to make notifications stick around longer than the default 5 seconds by increasing how long they're displayed. Select the start button, and then select Settings, Accessibility, Visual Effects, and then under Dismiss Notifications after this amount of time, choose the amount of time that you'd like. Over to page 7, it's all about the school spotlight. Meet Aaron Gardner, the Deputy Principal at Yandalora School. About the school, Liam, a former student from Yandalora School in Southwest Sydney and our cover star, has just graduated. A relatively new build school, Yandalora has 101 students with a range of special learning needs. Deputy Principal Aaron Gardner has been in special education his entire teaching career, and in his time at Yandalora School has focused on developing tailored programs to support students, including researching and investigating emerging technologies. To the right of this section, you can see Liam using an eye gaze technology and eye-driven assistive technology. The next subheading on this page is switches, one assistive technology. A self-confessed techie that loved emerging technologies like VR and Oculus in the earlier days, Aaron is passionate about bringing all teaching and support staff along with these technologies so they can develop their own skills to improve student outcomes. Former student Liam has cerebral palsy and used switches and assistive technologies like eye gaze technology connected to a laptop to communicate, create and undertake tasks. Switches are designed for students with physical disabilities and can be connected to computers to allow for more complex technologies. To the left of this section, we can see a teacher and two students in an outside learning course. The final section on this page is the power of the lyrebird. One of Aaron's proudest features at Yandalora is a communication wall, where each individual student's communication styles and modes are tracked and displayed for the whole school community. The school's motif is the lyrebird, an animal that has many voices. This directly relates to the student experience at Yandalora. We believe that every student has a voice, and that voice should be valued, says Aaron. To the right of this, there is a teacher and a student in the class, and on the left, we can see the Yandalora school motif with the lyrebird tail feathers. And that wraps up issue 30 of magazine.t4l, Technology for All.